Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody. This is again the very special podcast with a very special topic, because we're talking not only about but also with Tomas Anders. Hello, Tomas.
It's so great to hear you, Marcus. So I'm very happy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Last time we did a questionnaire, which was quite funny because it was so international, and I didn't even plan it to be that international. I just read the questions that came in to the email account. So we're going to continue with this and start this episode again with a question. So if anybody has any interest in asking something, anything to Tomas, you can do this via email under the address podcast@tomas-anders.com. So, Tomas, are you ready for the first question?
Yes, I'm excited.
Okay. It's a question from Evelina, and I guess she's from Poland. Just to make that clear, it's really nice if you write in your email where you're from and what are you doing. So, Evelina, she's writing, I want to ask, what was your impression of meeting Dieter Bohlen? As far as I know, Dieter noticed that you have an amazing voice and offered to collaborate together. What was your reaction to what you were thinking at the time? Because it wasn't long before you co-created the Modern Talking Duo.
Well, now I have to think back in, you know, some decades.
Yeah.
But what was my reaction? You know, it was a person that I didn't know. And it was very nice and friendly, as far as I remember. And I remember when I had my recording session in Hamburg, you know, in the studio where Dieter was working. I slept in his home.
Okay.
So I was in his place, you know, with his wife. And he didn't have kids at that time. And it was very nice. So it was very easy, and we had a great time.
I remember that we already talked about this in the podcast, that you two had like a real good relationship concerning to work together, because that always worked very well, as I remember it.
Yes, you know, when we were in the studio and we were working together, it was all the time very fine.
Okay.
I think the problem was in the public.
Okay.
You know, with the media people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we had to do, you know, press, PR, you know, this was because I think this was the time when he started to sell himself.
Okay.
He was not on the base. He was not on his talent, you know, just being in the studio and doing productions. Mm-hmm. But this is another topic. But we had really great times together.
As far as I understand this, your remembering for the first meeting with Dieter is quite nice, isn't it?
We had wonderful times. Okay. Even in the second time of Modern Talking, it was nice.
Okay.
But, you know, there's some it's a no it's a period of time when you have great days and great times, but when you put it on the result, mm-hmm. at the end of all of this, it makes it hard. And but I don't want to talk about so much about Dieter, because I know for the fans it's really an interesting topic.
Yeah.
But I said it in my German podcast. We're not fighting. We on the level of accepting each other. And it's not a war what we have. It's just like, okay, I have a different life from your life, and please accept it, and that's fine to me.
Okay, but it's quite interesting that there are a lot of questions concerning your relationship with Dieter, because it's so sure. big in the press. The press likes to talk about fights or what they interpret.
Press people are press people. This is a different, you know, planet. Okay. This is something completely different, because they want to sell, you know, the magazine. They want to sell news. They want to sell, you know, big scandals. But yeah. and they push up scandals. Okay. This is press.
Yeah.
Let's face it. We are people, Dieter and me. We were people. We had a fantastic career, a worldwide career. We loved our music. I hope you love it still, and I love it. And how to say that we are, but we are not on the same. You know, we have a different feeling about life.
Okay.
And everybody has to accept it. So that's life in the end.
Yeah. He's got a right to have a different feeling for life, as you have a right to have a different meaning for life, as you said, and that's perfectly okay. So I hope that Evelina is quite happy with your answer. And if you want to do like Evelina does, you have to write to podcast@thomas-anders.com. But before we started with this, with the recording, we were talking about, because you just came from the tour, about your relationship with your fame, because it must be kind of tricky. And I remember the last time we saw each other, which was actually in a bar in Berlin, in a hotel, you were talking about these kind of funny times, because right now everyone has a camera in his pocket with his mobile phone. And so you said that you never go out without checking your outfit.
Yeah, but for me this is a natural thing.
Okay,
because this is something, you know, what's very personal to me, mm-hmm. because even at home. I would say even at home, when there is somebody is ringing at the door, I'm in a certain way dressed.
Okay.
Maybe this is very complicated for people, for other people, but for me it's quite normal, you know, because if I look into a mirror, I love to see nice dressed person.
Okay.
you know how I mean it.
Yeah.
This is something, this is my kind of style. But like you mentioned it, when I'm going out of my home, I know I'm in public.
Okay.
And I know this is a part of my job, because every second can be somebody, some press people, or somebody coming around with smartphone, with a camera, and asking for photos. And I hope I'm a very polite person, and I do the favor and I'm pleased to do a photo with the people. So from the moment when I'm going out of my place, I'm in my job. Mm-hmm. I'm in public.
Okay. But as much as I understand, you love your job. I heard you before saying that this is just part of your job.
It's a part of my job and, mm-hmm. and I like it.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not a person, I don't have separate lives.
Yeah.
I don't have one life, one very intimate personal life, which is the opposite of the life I'm living in public. Mm-hmm. It's very close. Yeah. So it's maybe I haven't made my hair or whatever, but like you mentioned it, even if it's for my clothes or whatever, when I'm in my place, I can go outside even with my clothes outside and you know, being photographed. So I don't have this. Yes, sometimes I'm really shocked about American stars. Uh-huh. You know, when they get touched and, you know, just photographed by cameras, and I think, oh my gosh, what is this? And when I see them on the red carpet or whatever, this is even wouldn't recognize them.
Yeah.
So this is so different. Just put it on the point.
Yeah.
I'm not at home like on a red carpet, but I have my style.
Yeah.
And I have my you know, for me, my, how to say, my looks. And I like to being very nice dressed at home. And, you know, for Germany, we don't have the American, you know, people, you know, not the American paparazzi, which is, you know, behind a garbage can and doing the photographs. This is, you know, not the German style. But I feel very fine how I'm dressed, even at home, and I can go outside with it.
Okay. I'm a witness of you at home, and it's actually, as you say, it's always the same picture. You're a well-dressed man, and you seem to like that, and okay, that's okay. But if you could, like, make or, you know, proclaim some rules, what would you expect from fans if they like coming to you and asking you for a photo? What would be the best way if you would have to choose, which is not always the case?
Being polite.
Okay.
Asking.
Yeah.
Asking and not just standing behind a tree or a bush or whatever and making pictures. And if they want to have a picture with me, be polite and say, I'm very sorry. I had it today. So if a fan came to my table and she said, I'm very sorry to ask at the moment because you're at lunch, but I'm a big fan of yours. And is it possible to make a picture?
Uh-huh.
It's so easy. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You know, I hate, and please be sure I'm reflecting it.
Yeah.
Because I have my eyes all over the place. And just asking for a picture, and that's very simple. I know it's a lot of, respect, what you have to show to me and to whatever artist. I have big respect from people who have... you know, the guts to ask me and ask for a picture. And that's very nice. And I hope I'm a very polite person. I think so, that I say yes. And this is no big deal.
Yeah. But I think that's it's your damn right to say right now it's not suitable for me, and then it's a no, and a no is a no, which is I think perfectly okay.
Yeah. I tell you, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But then I'm in a discussion, you know, when I'm with people, I'm into a discussion, you know, we are talking, and then I say, please do me one favor. 5 minutes, that's fine. But now I'm into something and I don't want to, you know, just stretch the scene.
Or be interrupted. Please, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please give me some minutes and that's fine to me. But normally I'm saying yes, no problem. No. So, and even my wife, you know, even Claudia or Alexander, they're getting up, and when I'm with my family, they're getting up and say, can I make the photo? So it's easier than, you know, a selfie with the arm and blah, blah, blah. So we are very, easy.
Okay.
What can I say?
Yeah.
But now, oh my God, I think now, you know, in the next years, everybody is coming to me and say, well, when I have a photo, blah, blah, blah. So you can imagine what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. But you also, I mean, it's true that you're polite because you also have this fan day, which I find absolutely fascinating. Come on, tell us something about your fan day.
This is very... very special, you know, when Modern Talking just stopped or just break up at the first time, at the end of the 80s, there were such a big gap from the fans. They were really lost with their feelings. And, I had an idea with my best friend Guido, and he said, let's make a fan day every year. So that the fans have the chance to see you. You're not lost. You're just touchable for them.
Okay.
And we started this, and now I have no clue. It's about since 28 or 30 years. Because of the pandemic, I'm just out of, you know, time changing. And... meanwhile, it's just a really big, big, big day. At the beginning, it was an afternoon, and I was talking to fans, and I think at the very beginning, there were about 60 or 70 fans.
Okay.
And it just grows up from every year. And nowadays, we have 800 fans. Wow. just traveling from all over the world, you know, coming to the fan day. And this is something what is very touchable for me, because they're coming from all over the world, from Asia, from South America, from the US, from, I don't know, Australia. You know, can you imagine that people are coming to the International Fan Day for this special day and traveling for, you know, 24 hours just getting there? And this is, I'm always very deeply touched about this.
Man, they must like you.
Well, maybe this is a reason, you know. They like me in a certain way, yes.
But what is the picture? Give me the picture. Where does this happen? So you rent like a place, like a hotel?
It happens in a venue. Uh-huh. It's a wonderful venue. It's around about 25 kilometers away from Koblenz, and the people are, you know, they can booking their hotels or run by. And it starts at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And normally it starts with photo session in footprints. The fans have the chance to make a picture with me and maybe talk to me for a few words. And this is till 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a short break from half an hour. And then we have an afternoon session. And the afternoon session is that I'm talking to the people, I'm on stage, and I'm, you know, answering questions like we do here in our podcast. And I take some fans on stage, and it changes, you know, every year, every two, every 1.5 years. And then it's a break at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then the show starts at 8 p.m. with a big, you know, concert. And this concert is till 10 p.m. And so the people have a fantastic day, and they can look at merchandising, and they can talk to other people, to other fans. In this venue is a wonderful restaurant. You can go for there for lunch or for dinner or whatever you like. And it's a complete happening from, you know, 12 o'clock till 10:30 p.m. in the evening. And the people like it.
But that's a brilliant idea. I never heard of anything like that.
Well, some artists doing this, but not in that big way. How to say, they're giving some autographs and then they're gone. But I really take time to my fans, because I have so much respect for these fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
For these, you know, girls, for these women, for these boys, for these men who are traveling all over the world, which are treating me for all over the years. Yeah. You know, this is really touching for me. And you know, my career is for decades, and they're still on my side, and they're joining me and celebrating me, and this touches me every time very deeply.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, I have to stop myself, because I'm just thinking, like, spiritually, this is so good, because you give them back the energy that they give you when they, like, you know, go to your concerts and buy your records and everything, and then you give something back, which I think is brilliant, because it keeps the energy within you and your fans. I find it very fantastic. Can I come next time?
You're very invited.
Okay.
Because you know, Marcus, they deserve it.
Okay.
They deserve it. Because you never have the chance actually to come so close to me on that day. And this day makes it so special.
Yeah.
And these are really the hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Who's spending so much time and, let's face it, so much money
to travel
every year to be close to me. And this is something, this is my chance to give something back.
Yeah.
And this makes it so very special to me.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea. But I heard you were talking before about this event where a friend of yours took advantage of your fan day because he wasn't, like, caught by the police. Can you tell us this story again?
Oh, yes. This, you know, this was very special. You know,
yeah.
My fans, you know that I made an album with Uwe Farnkrog-Petersen.
Okay.
It's you know, some years ago. I think it was in 2012, something okay. like this. Yes, and we made this album, and it was a very wonderful album. I love this album. And Uwe told me a bit later, because he is a very famous writer in Germany, and he is, for those who don't know him, he is a member of Nena. Nena was number one in the US, and 99 Red Balloons, and he is the writer and composer of this song. And so I made this album with him. So he was 2 or 3 years later in Los Angeles, and he was in a writer session. Writer session means that worldwide writers are connected, and they find a place somewhere in the world and say, now we are getting together, and we have, I don't know, 1 week or 10 days in writing songs together.
Okay.
For other artists.
Okay.
So this special day, or this special period of time, was in Los Angeles. It was in Burbank. And, you know, when you're in a writer session, you don't write music all the time. You're celebrating. And you have a great time. And it was a bit noisy okay. at this night. And the police came. And they were ringing at this house where they had the writer session. And my friend, Uwe, opened the door. And a policeman came and said, excuse me, but you're a bit, you know, too noisy, and this is no good at all. Please show me your ID. And he showed, Uwe showed his ID, and he said, you're Uwe Farnkrog-Petersen? And Uwe thought, oh my God, I'm registered. Something is wrong in the States. I'm going to jail right in a minute. There is really something bad's going on. And he said, you're a partner of Thomas Enders, right? you made an album with Thomas. And Uwe said, yes, that's true. And he said, man, I love this album. and this, you know, policeman is yeah. coming to my international fan days.
You're
from
kidding.
Los Angeles. So can you imagine what a small world we're in?
Yeah.
It's really, and Uwe, he said, he told me this, and he called me the next day, and he said, you can't even imagine what happened to me, because this is unbelievable. You must be so famous. Because of my idea, I was really, you know, saved. And this is a really, really funny story.
Yeah, but you know, I've been to the States, and the American police, you just have to be careful. And if they tell you, oh, I know you, you're in big trouble. So I can imagine what a relief it was for him. Great story.
Yes.
Really great story. So, man, you're really famous, and you're really, you got... In Germany, we say you got the heart on the right side. I hope that translates.
Thank you.
You really have, because you're so natural. And I was able to experience that, you know, meeting you. And so thank you very much, because today we learned a lot. First of all, we learned that you are... people, you know, fans can come to you and ask you for a photo, and most of the time you say yes, and it's a friendly situation, and fans have the chance to go to your fan day, which I think is such a brilliant idea. So Thomas, I'm looking forward for the next Sunday, and I wish you a lovely Sunday today.
Thank you so much, Marcus, and it was a pleasure, like always, and we hear each other next Sunday, right?
That's what we're gonna do. Bye-bye.
Take care, bye-bye.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.